Hello, and welcome to Ben in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, Kevin, don't we have the second of a sequel to a series?
That's right. Hopefully, if we got our sums right, we broadcast part two of the Realist Morning Show last week, and you're listening to part three today. And it's a continuing interview with a local candidate for mayor, the Dutch but American-born half-cocked, and his unorthodox campaign to become our next mayor here in Lower Heights.
And I don't think he'll get your vote, but one way you can vote is by deriving the implicit question in this episode that serves as its premise. Mail it in, and if it's correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Welcome back to the Realist Morning Show. I'm Virgil, and you just heard from our sponsor, Reality.
I'm Biff, although fewer and fewer people seem to care about that. We're talking with Lower Heights mayoral candidate Half-Cocked about his many, what should we call them, accomplishments?
Incredible victories is how I like to portray them to the voters.
Earlier on in the show, we talked about your long career, not as a politician or civil servant, but as an American.
I'm focusing on that career until I can actually get a job.
And how you turned an intrafamilial identity theft scheme into political gold.
Well, into political dross. We'll see if he can make alchemical magic with Lower Heights voters.
We could go on and on about how you were recalled from the Pansy Hollow School Board after only a month's service, or fresh misdemeanors on your record, but what about the issues?
The issues? Well, I'm running for mayor as a Republican, so my general answer to questions about the issues is no thank you.
Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson who said, that government is best which governs least?
No thank you.
Well, that makes for kind of light work for those actually in office who have that philosophy, doesn't it?
But our county's golf courses, of which I am a career patron, also need greens fees. Who thinks of them in all this, I ask you?
As a quote, that doesn't have quite the piquancy of Jefferson's.
Fun fact. I mean, as if facts could be fun. Anyway, the end of Jefferson's quote is not often, well, quoted. That government is best which governs least because its people discipline themselves.
So, do you have the discipline to be the next mayor of Lower Heights, Mr. Cocked? And if so, who cares?
Well, as I've already said, I want to be a mayor for all of Lower Heights. I want to bring people together. I'm merely the son of a much more successful identity thief, but I'm a proven fighter, also approved by Joe the Plumber, and I'm going to finally be putting the special interests of Lower Heights front and center in local decision-making.
You didn't say any of that before. And you really didn't say anything, period.
By special interest, do you mean putting first the local titan of canned chip beef, Gordon's canned chip beef, or the policy wants of Big Library?
Sorry, I misspoke. I think I said that I'm going to finally be putting the interests of everyday Lower Heights citizens front and center.
Well, it would be just swell to find out what horrors your election would imply for the next 4 years, Half-Cocked. Candidate for mayor of Lower Heights. But we're out of time.
And well past out of interest. So, thanks for tuning into the Realist Morning Show. After 3 years on the air, we still don't know if anyone's listening, but hey.
Kevin, did anyone write in hopes of a valuable prize?
Yes, Elmer Ott of Ottville, Ottawa, telexed in to ask, what would happen if there was no implicit question? To which I reply, nerd, you're trying to go all meta on us, like to confuse us. We're already confused, buddy.
And besides, you should have used the subjunctive, if there were none, because the world we live in requires that there be one. So, no valuable prize.
Grammatically incorrect, therefore yeah. Wrong. We do have a cast that we'd like to thank. Today, performing in Realist Morning Show 2, Davis Hill, Jody Stewart-Strobel, and Steve Lloyd. Today's episode was written by Kevin Decker, and thanks to Brian Lindsay, recording engineer to the greatest radio personalities of Ulaanbaatar, Inner Mongolia.